business.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
People have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Wow, what a special Friday we have here. Double dose of healing. And, of course, Dr. Bitar, usually hear him on Mondays. What is he doing here on a Friday? Well, it's Advanced Medicine Friday. Hey, his voice is back. Oh, Dr. Bitar.
You almost lost your voice there, Robert.
I did. I mean, I'm so excited. It's just, it was so funny. I thought I'd lost my cookies when Ty called you a pansy on Monday because it just came out of nowhere. He's talking about flowers. I thought he was going to talk about herbs and a botanical. And then he comes out and does that. I was like, oh, my gosh. He thought you were faking it.
Yeah, well, I actually was pretty much beaten up that weekend. And I was already a little bit under the weather, hadn't gotten enough sleep that previous weekend. So it just was enough of a trigger to make me lose my voice. But I was on the air there with you guys for a few minutes on Wednesday, so I came back pretty fast.
Yeah, no, it was good for you to drop by. I was glad everybody wanted to hear from you, make sure you were still there. I joked about it. If any of our Canadian listeners found your voice, that they could call us with it, send us. But evidently, it found its way back to you. So that's the good news. And it's like, I know I've been there, too. I've done some seminars where I've had to travel distances, and I'm literally conducting interviews all day, lecturing, conducting more interviews, lecturing. And by the time, you know, I was done, I was like, dude, this is not good. I'm losing my voice. Now, I've used things like the silver I've used for Bascom homeopathy, but sometimes, literally, you have just burned out your throat chakra. You just got to give it a rest.
Yeah, it's exactly what it was. I just had talked so much and already had been hoarse before. And so it, you know, when I was on stage and speaking, there was no loss of anything because I projected what I needed to. And I was pretty fired up, I guess, even for myself. I would put myself in a higher threshold than I normally am.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of positive people there, but there were apparently some hostile people there. So I took care of that even before we started, and I was pretty animated, I guess. A little bit more than I usually am, Robert.
Yeah, well, let me know. What was this conference exactly? Was it for health professionals, laypersons, everybody, a little bit? What was this all about?
It's a conference that was put on by a generational Ayurvedic healer who used to work with Deepak Chopra a number of years ago.
Okay.
And I didn't even realize that he was putting this on. I had met him about 4 years ago. And I had lectured in Vancouver at that time, and he had been in the audience. We met a couple of days after the conference, and he told me what he was planning on doing, what he envisioned. And I thought that was great, and I forgot about it. That was 4 years ago, or maybe 3.5 years ago. And then I had been asked at the beginning of this year to speak in August in Vancouver.
Okay.
And my staff had vetted it out. It was a conference that seemed like it was good. Brain Solutions is the name of the conference. They were looking for innovative solutions to deal with brain injuries, everything from depression, bipolar, schizophrenia, to autism, stroke, etc. And when I got there, I realized who had put the event on. They were anticipating about 2,500 people, or they'd sold 2,500 tickets, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And due to some political issues, I'm not sure exactly what they were, there were some sponsors that had apparently originally said that they were going to participate, and then when it came down to it, they wanted certain stipulations on who the speakers would be, and to Shiva's credit, he refused to compromise his integrity and said, no, these are the speakers, and that's it. And so they ended up being about 1,800 people in the audience, a pretty wide mix of different types of people, a lot of lay people, a lot of naturopaths, and there were medical professionals and dental professionals there too.
So you know going in, or at what point did you figure out there might be some hostiles in the audience to the message you were delivering?
Well, actually, the first day, I arrived late the day. I had two interviews that were conducted by media for me, and so I only got in the last maybe 30 minutes of the last lecture, and Daniel Amen was giving a lecture there, and that's where I saw the host of the conference. And he told me, he said that it's great energy here, but there are some people that are very hostile. There were some people from the Canadian mental health section, a couple of psychiatrists. There was a number of dentists there that were pretty hostile because of the possibility of mercury being discussed. So he kind of gave me a warning, and he told me, he said, I just want you to, you know, blow this thing out of the house when you come on tomorrow. And so the next day we had about 1,500 people. And when I got on stage, that's the first thing I said was that I talked about if there were any providers in the audience, asked for a show of hands. I knew there was about 100. And, of course, only about 5 or 6 put their hands up.
Why? Oh, there are 100. You think they would volunteer? Yeah, I'm a doctor, right? Did they know what was coming?
Well, actually, I might have said, you know, who has the courage enough to I guess the first few minutes I had said enough. And then
yes.
I said, who is bold enough to say that they're a physician that's out there in the audience?
Or a
dentist. I said a healthcare provider.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, who, and I made the comment. I don't know whether I said it before or after. You know how you get into the moment and you don't know.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so I made the comment somewhere along the line that by the end of this lecture, I will have proven to you things that you would have never expected if you were a healthcare provider, such as the etiological component of autism and many other neurological deficits, which is specifically mercury on board of physiology.
Oh, you threw down the mercury gauntlet, and there were folks there that are there to deny that connection.
Well, I gave the definition of autism. I gave the definition of some of these things, and so I made the statement very plainly that if you are a provider out there and you disagree, which many people say that there's a controversy in this, I said, what you fail to understand is that just by merely labeling something a controversy does not change the facts. The facts remain the same, and that is that mercury is the second most toxic substance known to man. It's severely neurodegenerative, and I made the statement that if you are in the audience and you're a healthcare provider and you don't believe that mercury has anything to do with these type of neurological, having an impact in these type of neurological conditions, then at the end of this conference, either you will be converted or, no, I said, either you'll be converted or you lack integrity.
Whoa, slam, nice. So I think maybe it was a black magician in the audience that was trying to take your voice away at that point.
Maybe.
It only succeeded after you had accomplished your task.
Yeah, maybe that's true. Maybe there was an obstacle in the way that was energetically placed. I don't know, but I'll tell you this, that the gentleman who put on the conference, Shiva, actually came up to me that evening, and he said, man, you just rocked that boat. He said, you just did amazing. I got a standing ovation. It was across the whole place. It was everybody standing up. And he told me the same dentist that had come up to them, there was one particular dentist, I think there was about five or six, that were anywhere from mildly hostile to overtly hostile. But one of them, who was very outspoken that Mercury had nothing to do with this, Shiva told me, he came up to him afterwards and said, he said that his mouth was just open. He didn't know what to say, because I showed the University of Calgary video. In fact, you know, since it's a Canadian audience, I said, you know, you Canadians are far, far more advanced than us Americans. And this was done at the University of Calgary. And I said, look at the date. It's June of 1999. This is not, you know, recent information. This is 14 years old. And Shiva told me that afterwards, the dentist, that same particular very outspoken and adamant dentist, came up to him afterwards and put out his hand and showed Shiva his hand, and he had a tremor, and he said, maybe the mercury's causing this problem I have.
Wow, yeah, that's evidence that you really cracked the mercury barrier up there.
Well, I think that at a certain point, Robert, you know, when you hit somebody with enough facts and they can see it, they can feel it, they've gone beyond the intellectualization of the concept, and they've actually been able to now themselves, like, this guy's got a tremor, so he's experiencing the issue. So you can be in as much denial as you want, but I think that when I probably made that statement, that if you don't see the truth after this lecture, then you lack integrity, immediately they had to question themselves, am I lacking integrity? And then the guy's looking at his own tremor and going, holy crap, there's something going on.
Wow.
So I think that there was enough of a shift there. And this is happening all across the world, if you think about it. There are little pods of communities that are becoming more and more aware of this. We've talked about it, and it's so exciting to see it. But, I mean, you know, you have one town. I mean, Vancouver's a beautiful city. It's a big city. But, you know, you got 1,800 people. The consulate of India was there. And he only committed to coming for half an hour or 1 hour. He was there for the entire 2 days. He spent at least 45 minutes with me afterwards talking to me, asking me, you know, can we get this information to India? You know, what? Everything was about India. What can we do to make a difference in India? And I'm like, well, we're in Vancouver, Canada right now.
Right, right. Well, I say, if you make me a really hot curry, I might consider it.
We actually did go out and eat Indian food that night.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Well, they're making me hungry. Yeah, I'm looking forward to heading back to Atlanta. We've got the cancer conference that I was invited to speak at with Ty for the weekend. And there's a organic, I think.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Special Friday edition of Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rashid Batar here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, easing you into the weekend in high healing fashion. And he's back. His voice is working. We're hearing the stories. I'm fascinated by what is going on out there. Of course, I've got the American Naturopathic Medical Association coming up next weekend, and then a healing conference in Atlanta with Ty the following weekend in Atlanta. And so, yeah, the word is out. We're getting it out there. People are requesting the kind of things that we're doing. It's very exciting. And I'm still stunned you went out and just laid it right out on the line there to find what autism is. They probably had never heard it described the way you had described it.
Well, I think the host of the show had, and that's why he asked me to come a couple of years earlier. He'd heard me lecture. So I think it was an eye-awakening experience for most of them. You know, the speaker before me, who's pretty well known in the PBS community, had made some comments about Alzheimer's, for example, doesn't have any solution out in the horizon. So, of course, when I got up there the next day, he wasn't there, but I made the comment that you remember what Dr. Amen said, and unfortunately, that's not accurate. And then I gave them the synopsis of what we've done in our clinic with probably a dozen and a half Alzheimer's patients or patients with adult onset dementia as a diagnosis.
Right.
Over the last decade or so, completely reversed within 6 to 9 months of treatment, and none of them we were actually treating for dementia. We were treating them for other issues, and the side effect of the treatment, which happened to be addressing mercury because they showed mercury on their post-challenge test, the side effect of that treatment of removing the mercury and the other metals was a return of normal neurological function. They basically became neurotypic again.
Well, and that, of course, indicates that the claims in medicine that you can't regenerate neural tissue, not exactly accurate.
Absolutely. It's completely, completely wrong. In fact, as far back as 1983 to 1987, when I was in college, I worked with Dr. Robert Omley, who was a pediatric neurologist. And the experiments that we were doing at that time, we were taking rats and doing frontal lobotomies on these adult rats, and then we would take prenatal rats do a frontal lobotomy in the prenatal rats and then take the brain tissue from the prenatal rats and transplant it into the adult lobotomized rats. I mean, we're talking about Frankenstein brain transplant stuff here, Robert, as far back as 1983.
By the way, for PETA, anybody with PETA out there, send your hate mail to Dr. Batar. I wasn't there. You know, well, these are the kind of experiments that make people cringe.
Yeah, well, I guess they must have done IRB studies, but, you know, the point is 1983, that's 30 years ago.
Mm.
And, you know, the success rate that we had almost a 80-85% success rate with regrowing the brain tissue into these adult rats. Now, the problem was that more than a third of those, between a third and a half of these brains, though, there was cancerous tissue there. So it wasn't growing in an organized, normal fashion. But the point is that the neurons were regenerating,
mm-hmm.
and the anastomosis between the adult brain and the prenatal brain was almost 100%. I mean, it was 85%.
So yeah, it's significant. I think the organizing structure is that energy field surrounding the tissue and imbuing it with that what should form in a certain way. If you scramble it in this way via surgical intervention, it's going to disrupt the energy field, and that, I think that's the aspect of the medicine that they didn't, investigate.
Well, that's true. That's a good point. It's a very valid point. And there were some people that said, well, you know, it's prenatal tissue, so it's still developing, so it's not a fair test. But here's the thing. It anastomos to tissue that was already adult and fully matured because the rats that we transplanted this into were adult rats. So, you know, it's a two-way street. In other words, it can't just be the prenatal tissue that was growing and then force itself way into the adult brain part that hadn't been lobotomized. They have to be in a connection maze. To have that anastomosis, there has to be some type of regenerative component on both ends. And again, like we did observe about a third to half having cancer of the brain, but the point is that there was that connection being made back as far as 30 years ago, and now you talk about the energetic matrix, mm-hmm. the various fields that are either measurable or non-measurable, and all the other components of the advances in neurological science, in neurotransmitter research, etc., that's been done. It's amazing what is possible, and yet right. The medical profession still continues to say that brain tissue can't be regenerated.
Yeah, it is. You've seen it, and I've seen it in certain areas utilizing things, even the silver. We've talked about the nervous system benefit of silver. We can talk more about that. But field morphology is a fascinating, you know, energy fields. Again, I want to bring that up. We got to take a quick break here, Dr. Batar, but I remember the Johns Hopkins accidental study that happened. I want to bring that up again that showed this field, this energy field, that preceded the regeneration of the tissue that manifested there. So stand by. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rasha Batar, Advanced Medicine Friday. For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So, yeah, something you were talking about last segment, Dr. Vitar, it sparked my memory of this study that was so phenomenal. Maybe it was a few years back. I know we've talked about it, but I don't remember whether we did it on the air. But it was the study of it was a developmental study, so they saw like a developing, I don't know, was a fetal tadpole into a frog. But they literally, this guy accidentally left this camera, very sensitive video type camera, on overnight. And so it wasn't part of the experiment initially. But when they reviewed the tape, they actually saw sparkling energy, lights that followed the eventual physicality, or like preceded it. In other words, it was this energy guided the manifestation of matter, of material. And this was, they were scratching their head. They had never visually seen this kind of thing outside of, you know, esoteric, new agey, Curlian photography kind of stuff.
So I was just going to ask, was it Curlian photography that was picking up the energetic component? Or
no, that's the thing that made it so stunning, that it wasn't utilizing a questionable technology. I mean, it was literally a highly sensitive type video camera analyzing the development of this, you know, infant tadpole to a frog kind of thing, where it were salamander. It was something in that family, where they actually saw evidence of kind of a light body, before the physical body was forming.
But I'm confused. So why did you say that? Are you saying that Carolian photography is considered to be questionable technology?
Not in my mind, not in your mind. But you know, if you utilize that, there are those that are in the. I guess those would be the hostiles in the audience that you spoke to would say, "Oh no, that's a parlor trick."
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. I had no idea that people. That's physical, visual evidence for using a Carolian photographic device. Mm-hmm. How can you say that that's controversial?
How do people say that mercury is not the cause of neurologic? You know, these people do it. You know, I just recognize and acknowledge that they're out of their minds. But yeah, we're trying to help them along.
Well, for those people that don't know what Carolian photography is, it's a very sensitive method of. Well, Robert, I'm not sure even what type of photography it is. All I know is that when you take a leaf, for example, you take an amputee and you take an image of the amputee, you will actually see an energetic image of the extension from past the amputation site. Or if you take a leaf and you cut the leaf in half and you take the photograph with the Carolian photograph.
It detects the actual pattern that was there physically, but it's no longer there physically, yes.
I call it a Carolian photograph device, but it's actually a camera, a Carolian camera, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's very sensitive. But again, the thing I made a distinction here was because it wasn't Johns Hopkins doesn't typically do studies with Carolian photography, even though we know it's legitimate. The fact is it was such a stunning thing that they actually saw the energetics aspect of what they call field morphology, how things are forming, you know, developing. And they saw it visually from an energetic to a physical manifestation. Now, we've talked about regeneration before. We've talked about the necessity of upping omega-3 essential fats, EPA, DHA. We've talked about silver in different ways when we talk about its receptor sites in the nerve cell, and of course it's conductive, that makes sense, and how it stimulates regenerative events, Dr. Robert Becker's work, and we realize that
Becker's work was amazing too, absolutely, in fact, probably warrants us discussing that, but Robert, you're talking about stuff where these energetic fields were reestablished or something was done to reestablish the energetic fields, but even something more primitive, we've had, and you did the video, you did the cardiac video where you've got the president of the World Taekwondo Federation, the Olympic-style Taekwondo, who had a pontine stroke and was bedridden for 6 years, and we started his treatment, and in just a few days he was able to walk, and within 2 weeks he was able to kick. And I didn't do anything to reestablish any energetic field. All we did was to increase perfusion and pull the metals out, and remarkably, he was able to, in a very short time, I mean less than 72 hours, bedridden for almost six years, and was able to get up and walk.
Well, and that to me is indicative of if sometimes it's as simple as removing the interference of not only physiological pathways, but the energetic pathways. And that's where I think the heavy metals like the mercury and the others are very disruptive of not only the physiological pathways, but they disrupt the energetic pathways. And that's why I see this double whammy.
Absolutely. It's actually a triple whammy because you've got the immunosuppressive components, you've got the oxidative injury components, and then you've got the displacement of the essential mineral component that then prevents the normal metabolic machinery from working. And then, of course, the fourth component, as we were talking about right now, the energetic disruption. So, it's just removing all these elements and allowing the system, even if you don't optimize anything or give the nutrients that are necessary, which obviously will enhance the recovery, just by getting out of the way, it's incredible what the response can be.
Yeah, I was on last week, the Jerry Doyle show he had me on, and we were talking about the issue of movement. There was a lot of studies coming up that even if you do a lot of good stuff and you eat right, and if you're in a sedentary job, we're not talking even couch potatoes, just people that they sit, that's what they do at work. That alone could end your life much sooner than you would normally have ended it. And the other thing is true also is that even if you don't eat perfectly, if you exercise regularly, how that overcompensates, but it has such a compensation in the body that you can plow through a lot of stuff. Now, I don't mean that to be a carte blanche for people to eat McDonald's. That's not what I'm saying. But that movement is life, and it can move through. These energy fields through movement can overcome a lot of insult to our bodies.
Now you're coming into the Cancun Retreat seminar discussions and coming into all the other things that we talked about, all the little secrets that we discussed.
You know, I dig this. You know, it's just I love it.
Josh and I were talking about this actually earlier today, that some of the feedback we got from some of the physicians at the conference, at the retreat, was just beyond imaginable, where one of the doctors made a comment to me that he would be indebted to me for the rest of his life because he had not done something for 20 years that he started doing when he was at the retreat, and just how he felt and how invigorated he felt and how his brain was improving in that short period of time, how his neurological functioning had improved in a very short period of time. I'm talking like less than, well, we were only there for a week, so it was less than a week. That goes right along with what you're talking about. But yes, movement, exercise is crucial.
Movement is life, breath, the prana, the energy, all of that. And in fact, this last week, I reset my studio because I've been meaning to, and it was just like the universe, all everything aligned. And I reset my studio, and now I'm doing like I used to when I first started in radio. I always did my show standing up. Now I'm doing my show prep standing up. I'm hardly sitting down at all. Now, the first few days of this, Dr. Batar, I actually, you know, I was getting some creaks, some muscle aches, some pain in my neck. I was adjusting, literally resetting the body. And now I'm like, wow, the energy's flowing. I remembered what this was like. And even though I'll go out and exercise, a lot of my time sitting on radio, prepping radio, sitting down, no more.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I actually try to stand as much as possible myself, too, but sometimes it's hard to stand in an exam room. In fact, one of the things that an old mentor of mine had told me, he said that if you want to learn two things, he said, one thing is if you listen long enough, your patient will always tell you what's wrong mm-hmm. with them. And the other thing is always sit down and have your stool as low as possible and have the patient sit on the exam table, because that way they're looking down on you. And the tendency is patients get intimidated by doctors. So make sure you are in a position that is subservient or submissive mm-hmm. to the patient, so they don't feel intimidated by your presence.
Nice.
And so those are the two things. And, you know, sitting down, I always try to sit down so that the patient doesn't feel like I'm in a hurry or anything like that. But you're right. Other than that, standing and moving.
Well, I can vouch for you standing and moving, because when I was at your clinic, you know, a month or so ago, you were hooked up to your own IV, getting some stuff in, and you were walking around with this post. I'm not sitting around just hanging out with this. I'm moving around. I'm doing my work while this is happening.
Yeah, well, I have to do that. I really don't like sitting. You know, if I'm going to sit, to me, I might as well lay down, because I'd rather lay down.
Yeah, I agree. That's why. So when I get to that moment, it's like, all right, I'm not going to sit. I'm just going to kick back on the couch with my computer, and I'm going to do a little bit of research for the show that way if I feel like I need to. But it's a message for everybody out there listening. If you're in a sedentary type job, you might not be a couch potato. You don't go home and sit and do nothing. But your job seemingly requires you to stay at a workstation. See if you can find a way to shift that station so you can stand up, or at the very least every so often set a little alarm to stand up, move, bounce a little bit, and it's going to make a world of difference for you.
And Robert, I didn't know we were going to start talking about, I don't even know how we got in the subject, but like usual, the subject takes us wherever we need to go. But mm-hmm. one point I want to make over here, of the three positions between standing, laying, and sitting, the sitting position is actually where the most stress is placed on the back. Did you know that?
Well, I can feel it. I know. And people that talk to me about, they sit all the time, and they wonder, why do I have back pain? I mean, it makes all the sense in the world, because it's very hard to maintain an ideal posture that is beneficial for the back to not be in that form of pain or chronic inflammation.
Absolutely. In fact, another component of this, not to change the subject, Robert, but again, I don't even know how we got in the subject of movement, but the aspect of breath and how the diaphragm moves and how most people actually breathe wrong. And if you breathe the correct way, not only are you getting a tremendous core body exercise with the diaphragm moving in the right manner, and about 95% of the people breathe the wrong way, but then also how the power comes from the breath. All the great feats of strength, all the board breaking in martial arts, all the components that we see where extraordinary feats of strength are accomplished, people holding, you know, trucks together like the yogis do, walking mm-hmm. on fire, all that comes from the power of the breath.
Well, even in
the feat of strength.
My training in boxing, which I learned later in life, was, you know, the out breath with the punch, things like that. It's such a powerful aspect. You think, well, it's just the breath. No, it's so much more than that.
It is. It really is. And that power, what you said, the expiration or the exhalation is where you punch. You know, your abdomen is coming in, your diaphragm is actually going up, it's pushing the breath out, and that's the right way of breathing. So when you put your hand on your diaphragm, on your abdomen, and you take a deep breath in, your diaphragm actually is going down to suck in the oxygen, so your stomach should actually go out when you take a deep breath in. Yet most people, when they take a deep breath in, they suck their stomach in. It's the other way around.
Right, it's so only working with the lungs.
Exhale.
Yeah, it's more superficial breathing, exactly. Well, we're going to take a deep deep breath here, everybody. Really deep right there, and we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more powerful healing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine Friday edition with Dr. Rasha Bittar.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Rocking the health world through the power of radio. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you think that with the acknowledgement that Tamiflu is causing these delusional childhood behaviors or behaviors in children? And it's killing children. It's killing them. You think Dick Durbin would call for a ban? Because, you know, his take is, I'm only trying to help you because somebody was harmed by something that was a natural supplement. And so my crusade now is to ban all natural substances because they're all dangerous.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom.
Where are you, Dick Durbin, now calling for a ban of Tamiflu before it hits heavily on our shores and starts killing our children here? There is no other industry that lobbies our senators and congressmen as hard as the medical profession, pharmaceutical industry. I believe they have at least 200 G's for each member of Congress and the Senate. It's huge. It's business. Do you know that yet? Well, you do now. Tamiflu may get abnormal behavior label. Well, it's about dang time!
The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Scott Bell Show.
If anybody doubted that Dr. Batar wasn't super on a Friday, we found out he is. It's not just Monday. It just happens to be that, you know, we kick off the week together. But this week, we're wrapping up the week, and then we'll be back on a special Labor Day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Batar. So looking forward to that. And, of course, shout out to all our friends out there at the Cancer Control Society this weekend in Los Angeles. Looking forward to being at the ANMA in Vegas the following week as well. We'll have some things from Dr. Batar there with us. So very cool. Now, to the, I'd say the phones, but this is to the listener comments and questions. This one came in over the last week, and I wanted to tackle it with you, Dr. Batar. It's a question about a woman who has a three-year-old daughter, has very slow hair growth. That's the main complaint. But she brings up the issue of a mysterious infection that was treated with antibiotics, even IV antibiotics, some really intense antibiotics. And some remediation that didn't happen initially that happened later, like going gluten-free, doing probiotics, heavy post-antibiotic probiotics, increasing protein, different shampoos, no milk, raw milk, coconut milk, all these different things. And she's going, hey, how come my little girl's hair is not growing? So I think we got to address that.
Yeah, after reading that, Robert, it was interesting. She hasn't been vaccinated, so that's a good thing, but I think that most of what I saw seemed like the endocrine system had been damaged, and I think the thyroid primarily, something may be going on, so I would encourage her to probably look at that and, of course, probably increase her omega-3 fatty acids. But if the hair is being impacted, usually endocrine system must be looked at. And even though she hasn't been inoculated with vaccines, you know, one of the things is, that's not the only source of the heavy metals. That's not the only source of mercury. We know that the NHANES data from the CDC that was released in 2003 showed that one out of six women of childbearing age in the United States is mercury toxic. So don't make the assumption that just because she hasn't been inoculated that she's okay. The chances are that she may still have some issues going on because of the maternal amalgam load.
It's a very good point here that when you're preparing to have children, there's a lot of effort that has to go into making sure these kids are born healthy without a maternal mercury burden. And we know even the men, you know, carrying a mercury burden are going to impact in terms of fertility or if a baby is able to be conceived. So this is another aspect to that. And so just because they haven't been vaccinated, there are signs of environmental illness happening in that population as well.
Absolutely. It really is. It's a huge issue. And when my youngest son was, before he was born, I treated my wife for 2 years mm-hmm. with DMPS because she had mercury. She had mercury, 21 micrograms per gram creatinine.
Wow. Wow. Now, also, the antibiotic damage is very real. I talk about in my lectures about all the different things that are destroying the epithelial lining. You know, and mercury plays a role there. We know of its impact on epithelial tissue, so this is very real. But if we talk about digestion, assimilation, we got to really hit that aspect of connective tissue integrity. I always come back to the trace mineral silica or silicon. That is not, unfortunately, as widely available in food because of refining and because of the soil, or let's say non-concern for the soil type practices in farming nowadays. So we've got a lot of efforts to regenerate through minerals again. And that's a big part of the 9 steps to keep the doctor away is remineralizing the body.
Absolutely. The remineralization is just as important, possibly even more important than removing the metals, because the metals displace those minerals, so we have to make sure we replenish them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And there may be some homeopathic considerations when we talk about growth of any kind. Our good friend Dr. Frank King was just on last hour. We talk about ways to help stimulate growth energetically, and we did a lot of energetic discussion about field morphology. I loved where we went today. What a cool Friday.
Yeah, I didn't even know how we got there. I still don't know how we got there.
It's okay. It's Friday. It doesn't matter. It's almost the weekend.
Right. It doesn't matter.
And it's going to be a 3-day weekend for a lot of folks. I hope everybody has a great, great time, enjoys it. Certainly enjoy being with you each and every week, 6 days a week now, and of course tied in through Natural News Radio and of course GCN Live and all of our affiliates around the country. And Dr. Batar, the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, we have all the links up in the show notes, as you'll see there, so you can pick up a copy if you haven't already. And of course go back to the Medical Rewind. There's, you know, a couple hundred hours now plus of amazing information that it's priceless, really, when you think about all the things we've been able to reveal together.
It's been a lot of fun getting a lot of this stuff out together.
Yeah, in a whole new way. And it keeps on going and going and growing in a good way. And so I appreciate you being here and flexing with me this week. Dr. Batar, bonus appearance on a Friday. How cool is that? We only have to wait a few days and he'll be back with me on the air for Advanced Medicine Monday. So, Dr. Batar, thank you again for being here. And thank you for writing into us. You can always call in and leave a message when we're not on the air at 866-939-2355. And in the meantime, we're left to remind you that the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food that's on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com, or call toll free 888 888- 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.